So good morning, everybody. We start this week in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim becomes a list of laws. We saw the pyrotechnics of Har Sinai, seeing the voices, hearing the sights. The mountain is on fire and smoking. We get the Aseres Hadibros, and then we're followed by a whole bunch of other mitzvos, other commandments. And the first one we lead off with is the Eved Ivri, the story of a person who steals and has to, in order to pay back what they stole, they sell themselves into indentured servitude. Indentured servitude, and it's the contrast between the Atzili, as we would say, the nobility and the heightiness of Har Sinai. Then gets into the kishkas of unbelievable civil and criminal jurisprudence. You think about it; it's wild. We go from divinity and unity of God to people, to people damaging each other, people being negligent, and it's the same Ribbono Shalom, the same Yiddishkeit. Unlike the popular expression, business is business and Moses is Moses. That in the Judaism we believe that there's a code of law that goes beyond tzitzis and tefillin and davening, but also there's a cheshen mishpat. We also have monetary law. Where we open up and you have everything from your property damages, which is a big corollary to an auto accident. You think when we say that you have an ox and it gores somebody, and you say, okay, there's an ox that gored somebody. And you say, well, what does that have to do with us? We don't have any oxen. But we have a car, and that car can damage, it can drive over in the same way the ox can trample, and the ox can collide with something. Similarly, your car can trample something, can run over something. Your car can smash into something. When you're chayefa, you're obligated to pay damages. And what's more, as we go further, we understand that all of torts laws also in this week's parsha. It talks about the different the damage, the embarrassment, the compensation for missed work. It's all there. It's all there in this week's parsha. It's all Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma, people don't realize that so much of Choshen Mishpat applies to daily law. We have a Jewish take on these things. We begin with the Eved Ivri. And the Eved Ivri, this indentured servant, it's interesting because much like so much of the other parts of the Torah, that we see this pattern of six and seven. Six and seven, we know, we start out in Bereishis, we talk about working for Kadosh Baruch Hu creating for a six, and then ceasing creation on the seventh as a paradigm for us that we work for 6 days, and then we also rest on the seventh. And Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, works for 6 years and stops on the seventh, and then has six patterns of this six and 7 year, and then we have an extra 70th year of the Yovel. This parallel of sixes and sevens is something which is fundamental and essential within Judaism. So we know the slave works 6 years and then the seventh. So Nosdesha, son of the Ishbitzer, the Biskvitzer Rebbe. I always joke, you can't choose the name of the town that you're the Rebbe of. That's unfortunate. So the Biskvitzer. So he says, he explains a fascinating, fascinating insight into our lives as well. He says that for a little bit of a Yishuv Hadas, a little bit of the ability just to pause and to think, right? To stop. So in the same way that you work for six and you pause in the seventh, similarly, you work you work for six, you pause in the seventh, that ability to have a certain set of quiet of mind, Yishuvah, that's the ability to in serenity. So the craziness of the 6 days of the week is always contrasted by there's a certain serenity of Shabbos that gives the person clarity of mind for the rest of the week. And what the Nosdesha says is that when a person has that moment to stop, that ability to stop is what brings a certain clarity in life, because we're so tarud, we're so like pursued by the what happens the 6 days of the week, all the things that got to get done. And on Shabbos, we got to stop. And on Shabbos, they were commanded to stop, really, is to save man from themselves. Because otherwise, we'd work ourselves to death. If not given the commandment to pause, many people would not be able to stop. We just keep going. Like we don't know adequately know a lot of times how to put those boundaries on ourselves. Here, divinity, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, no, you can work for 6 days. On the seventh day, you've got to stop. Because otherwise, your brain is just going to be filled with all this stuff and you're never going to be able to reflect on what's really important, what's really going on. We have the ability now to work across time zones. We have the ability now to if we didn't have to sleep, we could keep working. We could follow the opening of the different markets as they go across the world. A person can go. You can have 24 hours. It's important. It's a tremendous, tremendous idea to get that sense of yeshiva das, that gets that clarity of mind, having your mind settled. It's a big, big blessing because then it really allows us to make decisions the way they need to be made. Because then we can come to a point and say, okay, now I can remember what's really, really important. Because Baruch Hu should bless us that the clarity of mind should last throughout the week. And as Desha says, even the truth is that it's not only Shabbos, but any time a person can touch a little bit of a sense of Shabbos. It can change their week when you have those moments of quiet. If you can get a little bit of Shabbos-dick energy. And then the Mikubalim say that when you say the Shir Shel Yom, right? You say the Shir Shel Yom and say it's this day in Shabbos, that day in Shabbos, right? So we say Yom Yom Rishon, Yom Yom Rishani. So the Mekubalim say from Shabbos, and even the better Siddurim say up till Wednesday, you're thinking of the clarity that you got from last Shabbos. And then from Wednesday forward, you're starting to focus on the clarity you're going to get from the coming Shabbos. So we can tap into it any time. That's how prime Shabbos is in our lives. So we should be blessed to have a nice, quiet, unbelievable Shabbos.